Sajid Javid left his position as Chancellor after he was pushed to sack his advisers and merge his political team with Mr. Johnson's.
I was unable to accept those conditions. I don't believe any self-respecting minister would accept such conditions. And so therefore, I felt the best thing to do was to go.
Downing Street have confirmed that Mr. Johnson had insisted that Sajid Javid stays on and their advisers would merge as a single economic unit. The reorganisation of the cabinet is a dramatic moment for the history of the government. Many Brexiteers have replaced ministers. I spoke to members of the public around Islington on how suitable they think Boris Johnson is in forming a strong cabinet.
I feel like he's like similar to the president of America in so many ways, like he's racist. So I don't think he's going to treat everyone fairly.
I'm not that confident in him because I see him as a problematic person. He hasn't really done much so far to prove of his position.
I have no confidence in that man whatsoever because I don't trust him.
The very fact that people are resigning from their own jobs shows that he's not ready to provide something good for the country.
Mr. Johnson has officially appointed Rishi Sunak as his new chancellor, who has agreed to allow a shared unit of advisers. The Labour Party says this only proves chaos in the government. Alexandra Iftimi, City News.